The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul Merriman is with me, the CEO of Fairstone and founder of Ask Paul. This is kind of to do, Paul, with a survey. 70% of 25-year-olds in Ireland living at home. Not a huge surprise. We've had similar surveys over the last couple of years. We all know why. We don't need to kind of get into all the detail on that. But as to whether they should be paying rent, I mean, listen, what are the financial arguments in favour of charging rent, a parent charging a kiddled rent?
I think the financial argument is, number one, they're putting they're getting used to putting money aside and getting used to being charged for the said period of time, and will hopefully help them when they go out to get a mortgage or rent by themselves. Hopefully it's the mortgage piece. Number two, it actually goes well on the mortgage application. You actually have to show the bank that you have what's called the affordability for a mortgage if you're going that direction. So having a record of rent or savings or both is really what the bank are looking for. So if you are putting money up at home, it will go towards an improved application.
And from a bank's point of view, if they're looking at that, they just care. They just like to see that you're paying something. As in, they don't, because what people might think is, well, I don't want to formalise an agreement with a kid just to contribute to some of the household bills. Mm-hmm. But if the bank sees a steady amount every month.
Yeah, if the bank sees, so the bank, 6 months prior to going for a mortgage, the bank's going to look back on the statements and make sure, say your new mortgage is going to be $1,800 a month. So you have to be able to provide the bank evidence that you can afford up to nearly 2,000 a month, because they stress test that 1,800 quid a month payment. So you want to see 2,000 a month either going into a savings account, rent, or a mixture of both. So if you're renting for €1,000 and you need to save €1,000 on top of that, to suffice that rule to be able to show the affordability calculation. So technically speaking, if you were giving up €500 to the house, for argument's sake, you know, and you need to show 1,500 quid in savings, then that would be your 2,000 for the bank. So I think it's good to get them into the habit of paying something. I think it comes then, you mentioned already, and I kind of mentioned it as well, putting money towards the house. That's different than renting, what we're going to talk about. So paying, charging rent for somebody staying at home, and that is different than somebody contributing towards the bills. I think it depends on what the overall financial situation of the family are.
Well, that's a good point, because we are, I guess maybe people, they grow up with their parents being able to provide. Maybe they imagine that kind of is going to be the case forever. But like, the parents have to look at their own financial situation.
100%. Yeah, and if you have parents and both of them are working, or even one of them is working, and they have mortgages, you know, parents are still probably, with adults living, obviously maybe in their late 20s and 30s at this stage, they're reaching retirement age more than likely, and should be planning to fund for retirement. If the kids weren't in the house or the adult wasn't in the house, they might be able to use the rent room relief. They get 14,000 a year in tax free. That might contribute towards retirement planning, for argument's sake, or overpaying mortgages and getting mortgages cleared. So I think it depends. If the parents are financially secure and fairly financially stable, what I find clients will do is they will charge something to the adult, but they might give it back to them when it comes to time to buying the property or getting the property letter. And this is a good idea, because if you don't take money off them, in my opinion, and they're spending the money, they might be with you for longer than you want and they want, because they might be able to save, or they might find it difficult to save.
Okay, because I was going to ask about that, about, you know, the danger in charging the rent is that they might be there longer because it's going to take longer to save for the deposit. But if you're in a financial position as a parent to be able to take the 600, 800, a grand a month or whatever you charge and stick it into an account and give it back,
that will get them out quicker, which is a pro for everybody. And
what are the tax implications of kind of transferring that to your parents and then transferring it straight back to you?
It could take and go down as a savings, that the parents are saving the money for you. I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue. If it was a substantial sum of money, technically speaking, parents giving it back, their parents are entitled to charge up to 14,000 a year tax free if you like, under the rent room. So that's fine. So I don't think it's going to be much more than that for people. And if the parents were going to give it back, you know, they could give it, you know, under the small gifts exemption, 3,000 per year back to the child. Or if it's gone above that, you're going to eat into maybe the 400,000 euro lifetime threshold between parents and child without the capital acquisition tax coming into play. So you're not going to get near those limits. But again, it's how you document it. I don't think many people listen and want to actually get into leases with their parents, nor do their parents want to get into a lease with them. But if the parents are struggling financially, and they're struggling to, whether it's pay mortgages or pay back debt or put retirement plans in place for themselves, I think it would be fair that some money is actually giving up to the house, as in from a rent point of view, or a share of the utilities. I think that's only fair.
The situations that the kids find themselves in will differ from case to case, won't they? Because you might have, you know, a child who has lived away and they're moving home to maybe save a few quid, they probably have better financial habits maybe already built up. They're already have a degree of independence. Whereas if someone is there because that's what, they're your kid, they've always lived at home, and suddenly they're in their mid-20s and they're going nowhere. It's hard. The old habits are still there. Mum still washes your clothes. She still cooks the dinner, as it were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And you're not into the habit of kind of being financially independent. Yeah. You probably need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, you have to have a conversation. And the conversation is actually to help them, I suppose, grow up from a financial planning point of view as well and get themselves in their own feet eventually. But you're right, there's a few different things you mentioned there. Number one is people coming back, so people that might have lived abroad for a while, so maybe they've been in Australia or somewhere else and they're coming back saving to get a deposit. But I've also got clients where their kids and the partner and sometimes a grandkid are moving back into the family home to save for the mortgage and try and get on the property ladder in a year or two. And there's no need to be probably charging maybe a little bit of split of the bills to help, but that's definitely a situation where someone's moving back to stop paying rent to get a deposit together. And most clients I see in that situation are not interested in charging because they know the kids have been financially independent, they're out on their own, and they're coming back to the family home, like I said, to provide for the future, I suppose, and get themselves a deposit together, because it is very difficult out there to do that, especially if you're renting, and especially if kids and creche fees, etc. So if people are lucky enough where they can go back to the family home with their children, which is the grandchild of the parents, I think that's not a really difficult situation. You don't want to be paying rent in that situation or taking rent off them. Maybe a split of the bills, but that's probably the maximum.
One listener is wondering, if you're giving your parents rent, can you claim the rent tax credit?
Renting, yeah, technically speaking, if you are renting a property. In fairness, there's a few people that want to get into that situation with the Private Tenancies Board and the rules that are around that. So a lot of people won't claim it.
When it's kind of mum and dad or son or daughter, it's more informal arrangement.
Yeah. Technically, you could get away with it. But like I said, you don't want to know they're coming in on where TV you're coming in to look at.
Again, just a final question before I let you go. Let's say you've got that informal arrangement and you're putting money into an account, you're paying mum and dad. Does it make sense, again, to go back to the bank's point of view, and anybody who's applying for a mortgage would be kind of hyper-conscious about how the bank is going to view all the transactions in their account.
Put rent on it.
How to describe it and make sure that it's the same every month.
Yeah, the same every month, and try not let it fluctuate. And that goes back to, Kieran, sorry, getting people prepared for a mortgage.
They don't hear you say, well, I paid less that month because I booked a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and sorry, that's it. Whether for anyone going for a mortgage, but it's saving for through this mechanism of paying rent to your parents or paying rent to anybody, or you're just saving in a savings account yourself, it needs to be consistent for the 6 months previous. Now, if you only need, say, 2,000 a month and you save 2,500 one month, you can save 2,000 the next month, but you can't go below what the mortgage repayment's going to be, because you're saying you can't afford it.
Yeah,
so you need to keep it at a minimum what that is, but you can fluctuate higher than that, but it can't come down lower.
Good advice as always, Paul. Listen, thank you for coming in to us. Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone and founder of Ask Paul.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.